So this morning is Valentine's Day. And I went to the store yesterday. Anybody else go to the store yesterday to buy their sweetheart something? Oh, you guys are all smarter than me, huh? Certain places, you just got to know where to go. And so, as I was walking through the mall, I was looking around, and I was like, man, all these people really love. But do they know who really loved them? And it's crazy how we think about love. Love is an action, right? Specifically tells us that love is an action. And today we're going to learn about some real key words. We're going to learn about a servant's heart. We're going to learn about humility. Because that all, it's part of an action of love. In our relationships, we have to learn those in order to get along with our significant other. And if you've ever been in a relationship, I don't think that you would disagree with me. That's just part of it, right? We got to learn how to humble ourselves. We got to learn how to serve our husband and wives or whoever, our significant other. That's just something that we do naturally. And just like my brother Zaldi, he was already had a relationship with Christ. But his wife said, in order to date me, come to this Bible study. He was willing to do something out of love in order to connect with something even more. Many times in our lives, love is crazy, and we're willing to do whatever it takes for the love of our life. You see the hearts binging, you see the sparkles in the air, you see everything, and you're willing to chase it all the time. And I know we all been there. Might not be that same way today, but when it first started, we was all there. Today we're going to be looking at a passage in Philippians 2. John and I are preaching through Philippians, and we call this, we love because He first loved us. We're going to be walking through a journey that shows us from the beginning of creation, pointing us to the cross, just on how much He loved us. And if you think your significant other loves you to the ends of the earth, just imagine how much God loves you. In this journey today, we're going to learn what Jesus did was the ultimate sacrifice for the sin of man. We're also going to be taught, how can we be a real partner with Jesus? How we could be united as one? And being united with Christ does mean becoming one. And what Christ does for us, He definitely sets the example. Here are some words that I want you guys to trigger in your head. Jesus was a humbling king. Jesus was a servant. His attitude played a huge part in the story of what happened on that cross. All because He loved. The book of Philippians, it reads, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though He was God, He did not think of equality what God, as some did, to cling to. Instead, He gave up his divine privilege. Did you hear that? He gave up his divine privilege. He took a humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died at criminal death on a cross. Therefore, God evaluated him to a place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names. That name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The book of Philippians, these passages, 5 through 11, tells about the humility of God. Jesus was God. And yet, out of his great love for us, he chose to come here as a human. Jesus chose to obey God. He obeyed him by following him and willing to die at an embarrassing and painful death on the cross for our sins. Jesus is the only perfect example of humility. And today, my friends, we are called to follow him. We are called to follow him and be his examples. And I get it. We're never going to be perfect. We're never going to be perfect in humility. But because of his humility, he offers us good news. He offers us salvation. And he offers us forgiveness for all those times that we're not perfect. All we got to do is ask him. And yet, our imperfect humility, it can't bring salvation to others like Jesus' perfect humility did. But it could help others want to know about this amazing God that we have. From the beginning, Jesus gave up his privilege as God to become human form. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave up his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." What we are learning here is that Jesus always puts others first through his attitude of being humble and willing to put others first. His love for mankind teaches us how he was obedient to the Father to do the unthinkable thing, and that's to die for the sins of humanity. Let's go back a little bit to Jesus' birth. Jesus had a humbling birth. Luke 2:4-7 tells us, "So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea and Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her first son, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest rooms available for them." This is what we see and we can know. Mary was pregnant. She was forced to travel to a town of Bethlehem with her and her husband Joseph. And let's get this. Jesus' first bed was an indicator of his natural purpose here on life, on earth. He chose to be born in a manger, on straw, And the crazy thing about it is you read, you go deep into that scripture, Jesus was called to, didn't have an inn, didn't have a house, didn't have anything, but he was born. He was born among the animals. That from the very beginning, my friend, showed how humbled he was. He was about to teach his life lesson. We didn't even know that the humble king would grow up one day to sacrifice himself on that cross for sinners, rise again, and then return to his Father's side in power and glory. Jesus' attitude was very humbling from the very beginning. And throughout scriptures, there's a bunch of examples that tell us that how humble Jesus was and how he served others. Jesus was also a servant. And being a servant is having an attitude that's an action. Our attitudes should be the same as Christ Jesus. Jesus came and he took the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. He humbled himself and became obedient to death. We, as a people, can do all the acts of service we want and still not be a servant. If our motivations are rooted in self-ambition, and your outcome maybe is just intended to be recognized, maybe your ultimate purpose is to benefit yourself in some other way, true servants begin with selfness, maintaining good humility, and ultimately seeking the good of others. And that requires a great heart. Jesus had a servant's heart. This is what it takes to look at Jesus. Let's look at Jesus' attitude. Jesus, he did not consider himself equal with God, something to be grasped, even though he was the very nature God. Having the attitude of Jesus means we will not let position, status, or superior qualities and skills get in the way of serving. Jesus made himself from nothing. Having the attitude comes with a choice. Jesus purposely, from that day in the manger, laid aside all the glories, all the beautiful things that were happening in the heavens, and came to be a human baby. Still God, but yet he chose to grow and live as a man who suffered in humility and cruel death for all of us. As a servant, we shouldn't get caught up in the sense of entitlement, but we should rather give ourselves sacrificially. Jesus took the very nature of a servant. Having the attitude of Jesus requires certain heart qualities. Jesus didn't put on a front. Jesus was who he was. We shouldn't act. We should be truly servants of Jesus. Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death. Even death at a cross. Having the attitude of Jesus might lead to doing things we don't want to do for the sake of others. Didn't Jesus pray, "Not my will be thy will be done," as he faced the cross? Servants are not self-serving, but rather submissive for the sake of the big picture. And we all know Jesus knew that cost. This morning, Jesus was a humbling king. Jesus had a servant's heart. Why? Because he loved. He loved us first. We're going to look in the book of Matthew. Matthew 27, 35 through 46. And I brought this cross out here this morning because sometimes imagery helps our train of thought. Jesus paid the ultimate price because he loved. Scripture says, after they have nailed him to the cross, the soldiers gambled for clothes by throwing dice. They sat around him and kept guard as he hung there. A sign was fastened above Jesus' head announcing charges against him read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Two revolutionaries were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. This is how much Jesus died, loved us, that he died for us. He let people humiliate him, walk all over him. He let people put nails in his hands. I don't know about you guys, but even when a foxtail goes inside my foot, it hurts. That's how much he loved. The people passing by shouted abuse, shaking their heads in mockery. "Look at you now," they yelled at him. "You said you were going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days? Well then, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and come down from the cross." To be humbled. Sometimes we have to learn how to turn the other cheek. Jesus did that day. He looked the other way. And he looked for the sake of the bigger picture. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for every single person that ever walked on the face of this earth. He was God. You don't think that he could honestly took himself up, nailed himself, and just came off and walked off? He rose. He loved. And this is what he had to go through. The leading priests, teachers of religious law, and elders also mocked Jesus. "He saved others. They scuffled, but he can't save himself. So he is the King of Israel, is he? Let him come down from the cross right now, and we will believe him." He trusted God. So let God rescue him now if he wants him, for he has said, I am the Son of God. Even the revolutionaries who were crucified at him ridiculed him in the same way. The two people that were on a cross with him were laughing at him. You had all the leaders. You had all the elders. They were there laughing at mocking Jesus. But Jesus knew he had to fulfill this. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lameka shemeka, which means, my God, why have you abandoned me? On that afternoon, Jesus showed us how much he loved us by being nailed to that cross, dying in humility, being a servant of God. There's something more special about that. It was more than a Valentine's Day gift. It was more than a whisper, I love you. He did this for mankind. This morning, Jesus died for us to show us how much he loved us. And with that love came his gracious love. There's so many things in our life that we see may feel unloved. But this is a perfect reminder. Every time we look up in the heavens, as we look at those windows, we can see the light shining in. That was Jesus. Jesus created that glory for you. So we need to be reminded that he loves us. No matter where we're at in life, he died on that cross for us. Therefore, my friends, we need to be his servants. We need to have that attitude that Christ has. And I know it's not going to be perfect. I know we're going to mess up. But on that death, he forgave. He forgave those that mocked him. He forgave those that persecuted him. He forgave even the two robbers that were next to him. And I know it's Valentine's Day. What more than the perfect place to know how much you're loved? You get to go home, look at your significant other. But just know, that God is loving you every single day. And I know this message is not for everybody. But sometimes in life, we let loneliness hit us. We feel like we're unloved, like things are out of control. And if you ever feel like that, just know that God got off that cross to walk up next to you, take that pain away, and embrace you with all his love. So let us pray. Father, Lord, I do thank you for dying for us on that cross, Lord. You just showed us how much you loved us, Lord. You loved us even though we don't deserve it, Lord. Your plan and your purpose was perfect for every single one of us, Lord. And I know, Father, that you're everywhere. Your presence is in every situation, Father. Lord, we ask you this morning, Lord, to humble us. We ask you, Lord, that we may decrease so that you may increase, Father. We pray for the servant's heart, Lord, that you've had, that you continue showing us through your glory, through your creation, through your ways of just showing us that you're in control, Father. We thank you, Father, for coming here in human nature. To show us just how much you loved us. We just pray, Lord, we pray for everybody that we are reminded today, Lord. Not only is it Valentine's Day, Father, Lord, but to be able just to glimpse up in the sky and know that you're looking down upon us, Father, saying, I created you with love and a purpose. In Jesus' name, Father, amen.